Well, look, I think it's shaping up to be a very deliberate act of terror. This is beyond dispute. The question becomes motive. Everybody seems to be searching for a motive. Martha, I would argue most of the clues of the motive is right in front of us. First off, this individual parallels in many ways by age and by predisposition of being unstable, the shooter who attacked Congressman Scalise back in June, the Hodgkinson attack. The very similar age. They are both considered unstable. And so in many ways, after talking to both a psychological professional and some other folks in law enforcement, there's a lot of parallels there. Let's look at the target as well. It was a politically selected target. I think the target being selected, and let me say this is the perception based on available information, the perception was there's going to be a lot of pro-gun folks there, Trump supporters at this concert. So therefore, I believe the perception was by the shooter, the individual who did this, by Paddock, that this was a legitimate target of political expression. Martha, this may be something people don't like to understand, but the very reason that Hodgkinson did what he did, and I believe Paddock did what he did, is because the left has now encouraged the use of violence as an extension and use of political speech. And this is what we have to be very careful about, the slippery slope. The idea here that somehow violence can become part of someone expressing themselves, and I think that's the real danger here. Let me throw something else out there. There was no violence perpetrated against Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton during the run-ups to this election. So this has become a feature of desensitization by the left. The Kathy Griffith beheading, fake beheading the president, things like this, I think, are what's pushing a lot of folks to believe now that somehow violence is an acceptable piece of their politically justified. Exactly.
Well, we will see. I mean, it's an interesting theory.